video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Brian Yuliarto, has said that the unemployment rate in Indonesia cannot be solely blamed on the shortcomings of university graduates. During a working meeting with the Commission 10 of the House of Representatives, or DPR, here on Wednesday, the minister highlighted the role of deindustrialization in Indonesia as a factor in the rising unemployment rate. Culture Minister Fadli Zon stated that the planned update on Indonesia's official historical narratives aims to promote national unity through a positive retelling of key events. The updated narratives will address gaps and incomplete information in the current official history, particularly covering events from the last 26 years since B.J. Habibie's presidencies in 1998, as well as newly discovered legal facts and archaeological findings. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Memikirkanmu
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klathak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klathak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bangalore Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate Klathak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this Sate Klathak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of Sate Klathak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of Sate Klathak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Tanpa bimbang, takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Melepas lelah, pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, secangkir kopi panas, santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada Sir Dendy bernyanyi, muka kembali lagi, musik indie di TV. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, Jimmy Buluk siaran, Otong Koil Twitteran. Lalu ada kabar Trio Lestari akan tampil di sini, kami pun hampiri. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, ditemani lagu Efek Rumah Kaca. Lalu ada Berili Kumahua di majalah ternama, kami turut bangga. Kerjaan tak bisa diabaikan, kami harus lakukan kembali.
Kambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Sal Priyadi. Salmantio Asriski Priyadi, better known as Sal Priyadi, is an Indonesian male singer, songwriter, and actor. The singer, who was born on April 30, 1992, released a new song entitled Gala Bunga Matahari or Sunflower Gala on August 8, 2024. This song is included in his album, which was released on April 30, 2024, entitled Markers and Suspense Flash Disk. Until now, the song is often used to describe the longing for the loved ones who have passed away. However, according to Sal Priyadi, the song actually also wants to encourage those who are left behind to keep living their life at best. Well, listener, here is Sal Priyadi with the song Gala Bunga Matahari.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman, meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan. Ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu. Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman, meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan. Kan ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita. Dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya. Mungkin kau, mungkin kau, mungkin.
sekarang. Janji kita pastikan bertemu lagi. Di saat engkau di sana, kadang langit terasa gelapnya. Kemana langkahku pergi, selalu ada bayangmu. Ku yakin makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersahut. Ku percaya hati kecilku, kau takkan berpaling. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti kau kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersahut. Ku yakin seberangi, kau takkan pernah terganti. Pandanglah bintang berpijak, kau tak pernah tersembunyi. Dimana engkau berada, di sana cintaku. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Hanya untukku. Saat engkau di sana, kadang langit terasa gelapnya. Namun bintang kan tunjukkan hidupku pada dirinya. Walau ke ujung dunia, meski ke tujuh samudra, hanya untukmu. Pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, hanya untukku. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Hanya untukku.
About traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outrage admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the CL specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an iced drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. As Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestions. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
You know, it's now the school holiday in Indonesia, so it's the holiday season. And maybe my VOI listeners want to know, where should I go? I have a unique recommendation from you, quoted from Tempo. Apart from providing a break from the hectic study routine, school holidays can be an opportunity to introduce children to Indonesia's cultural and natural wealth through educational tourism activities. That's true. One interesting option is to explore tourism villages. In these places, children can learn directly from the environment, local culture, and traditional wisdom rich in values. Reported from the Village Network Ministry of Tourism, here are Indonesia's 7 best tourism villages that can be chosen from, that can be chosen for school students and, of course, who's in school holidays. The first one is Galeran Tourism Village. It's located in Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. This village is one of the recipients of the Best Tourism Village Award from UN Tourism 2021. In the Patuk District, Gunung Kidul, Galeran offers natural tourism at the Galeran Ancient Volcano. This mountain, is a part of UNESCO Global Geopark Gunung Sewu. Children can hike while learning about geology, join educational tour packages, and interact directly with the friendly and creative village residents. The second one is Wukir Sari Tourism Village, Bantul, Yogyakarta. Wukir Sari is known as a center for traditional hand-drawn batik in Giriloyo Village. Visitors can not only learn batik, but also explore tourism attractions such as Imogiri Reservoir and Begu Hill. This village was selected as one of the best tourism village 2024 by UN Tourism. The third one is Krebet Tourism Village in Pajangan, Bantul. Krebet Village is known for its wooden batik crafts, which makes it unique compared to the other tourism villages. This village is located in the limestone hills of Pajangan, about 18 kilometers from Yogyakarta city. So if you are, in Yogyakarta and you're planning to go there or you're already there, I think Krebet Tourism is a really, really great option to, freshen things up, having a vacation while also learning with your child, maybe. And the fourth one is Penting Sari Tourism Village, located in Sleman, Yogyakarta. It's located on the slopes of Mount Merapi. Penting Sari is an environmentally friendly and culturally based tourism village. Visitors can participate in farming activities, play in the river, learn batik, and join traditional art workshops. That sounds like fun. I want to go to Penting Sari Tourism Village, because I really like farming activities. Too much fun fact, no? And the fifth is Panglipuran Tourism Village on Bangli, Bali. Panglipuran is a traditional village that firmly holds the traditional values of Bali. Their architecture of the houses, the special planning system, and the community religious life are well preserved. The villagers still regularly worship at Pura Penataran every 15 days. The sixth one is Jatiluwih Tourism Village. It's also in Bali, Tabanan. Famous for its spectacular terrace rice field views, Jatiluwih is located at the base of Mount Batu Karu at an altitude of 2, it's very high, 700 meters above sea level. The Subak irrigation system used has been recognized as UNESCO World Heritage Site since 2012. And the last one is Senaru Tourism Village. It's located in North Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. And Senaru is a gateway to Mount Rinjani trekking. This village offers two beautiful waterfalls, Sendang Gile and Tiu Kelep. So if you want to learn, you know, about how to trek while also looking at beautiful views, you can go to Senaru Tourism Village. That were the villages that you can, you know, visit while you are in Indonesia and you're looking for something, of course, feels like a holiday. You're still having fun. It's fresh and make, you know, basically when you're in vacation, you want to be relaxed, you want to have fun. But also if you have children, while still making the children learn in a fun activity, right? So that was the recommendation from Tempo, including, you know, there are a lot of villages from located in Java, Bali, and also West Nusa Tenggara. So make sure to check these villages out. Not only these villages are cool, but it offers educational purposes also.
calling. You sound sad and alone, and you're stalling. And for once, I don't care about what you want, as long as we keep talking. Man, you gotta admit, the history's kind of unmatched. Asian Calvinism, we made it out of that. Whether we're free will or predestined, clearly I've not learned my lesson even now. Hope he doesn't strike me down. The Goo Goo Dolls are dead to me, the way you should be too. But you bring them up, along with how much I fucking miss you. Guess I won't ever mind crisping up on your back burner. It's pathetic, but at least you are too. I don't know what to do. I don't like anyone except sometimes you. Now you're sounding like a hurt puppy. You look ugly when you cry, but I'm the one you seem to call. How do you feel? Lucky and appalled at the same time. After everything you put me through, I somehow still believe in you. Oh, but I know in a week or so you'll fade away again, and I wish that I cared. Hey, are you still there? Good. Maybe I'm just not better than this. I haven't tried. 'Cause maybe you'll finally choose me after you've had more time. I thought I was a fast learner, but guess I won't ever mind. Guess I won't ever mind.
Of Indonesia.
seperti amat nyata. Kadang kita takkan mendapatkan
listener. In today's edition of Music Corner, which is a traditional song, we have Sio Mama that was created and popularized by the late Melky Guslow. He is an Indonesian musician who was popular in the 1970s. Sio Mama tells the story of a migrant who misses his mother. He recalled that when he was little, his mother often carried him while burning sago. He also prayed that God would always protect his mother. Well, listener, here's the song Sio Mama by Melky Guslow. Enjoy!
Berapa puluh tahun lalu beta masih Cile, beta ingat tempo dulu, Sio Mama gendong beta. Sambil Mama bakar begini. Beta terlalu pamai.
With accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRI station across Indonesia, rri.co.id is the answer. rri.co.id is the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
I almost dropped out of school. At that time, my father had no money anymore. I wanted to study, but I couldn't do anything. I wanted to work. Suddenly, Henny came. She asked me to go to school again. My life has changed once Henny came. She was my savior.
Thank you.
That was said by Annie, one of the farmer's children in the village of Ciglap, Bogor, West Java, who almost could not continue studying to senior high school. Luckily, she received a scholarship from Henny Sri Sundani, an ex-housemate in Hong Kong. Henny worked for 6 years in there. Once she got back to her homeland, Henny initiated Smart Children of Farmers movement by giving learning assistance and scholarship to hundreds of farmers' children. Having graduated from SMK 1 State Vocational School Banjar in 2005, Henny had a dream to continue her study at a university. However, as she did not have enough money, she decided to work in Hong Kong. There, she got an opportunity to study at a university on weekends. In 2011, she graduated from St. Mary's University with a cum laude distinction, although at first Henny did not tell her employer that she studied at a university. Once she came back from Hong Kong, Henny got married and lives in the village of Jampang, Bogor, West Java. Since 2013, she started being active to go from one kampung or village to another and give extra classes to farmers' children in Sasak Village and Jampang Village on the weekends. The activities that she calls Smart Children of Farmers Movement then expanded to other villages. The sun rises, the dawn comes. Henny Sri Sundani goes to the paddy field not to farm, but to teach the children of the farmers. Ciglap village is only 60 kilometers from the capital city of Indonesia, but the villagers who are mostly farmers are still poor. The atmosphere is seen not only in the classroom, but also in a bamboo saung or gazebo situated beside a small river and a dam. The rain has fallen since midnight. The road, which is mostly not asphalt, turns muddy. However, about 200 children have been waiting for 1 hour before the class begins.
Sebagian besar memang kan anak-anak di sini orang tuanya bekerja sebagai buruh tani.
Most of the children's parents here work as farmers, so we can see physically that their houses are still with bamboo plated walls. Most of them study only until elementary school level. Some even stop studying in the fifth grade. I teach children who are not only from Ciglap but also from four other kampungs. The surrounding kampungs also come here.
Kelas 6 mau masuk enggak?
Mau.
Hari ini siapa yang mau ikutan silat?
Saya.
Siapa yang mau ikut silat?
Saya.
Honey, who was born into a farmer's family, has experienced what the children experience. The woman born in Ciamis, West Java on May 2, 1987, felt that nobody cared about her. That's what motivated Honey to initiate the Smart Children of Farmers movement.
Jadi memang ayah saya kan memang buruh tani saja gitu. Ibu juga sama seperti itu. Sehingga kami tinggal di sebuah kampung yang memang terpencil, kurang lebih sama seperti ini, di sebuah dusun ya, sangat terpencil.
My parents are farmers. We lived in a remote kampung in a very remote hamlet that it is far from access to health and education. My parents work as farmers because they did not have land. My grandparents were also farmers. Actually, not all people are poor in the kampung. Some have performed Hajj pilgrimage, but it's all about caring. Nobody cares.
Biru apa biru bahasa Inggrisnya apa? Ipin. Biru bahasa Inggrisnya. Penceng banget.
Children of farmers in Jiglap village have intelligence which is below average. Some of the second graders cannot read yet. However, a villager named Ita thanks to Henny for making her child smarter.
Dia ada perubahan, dia semakin pintar. Pintar belajar.
My child is smarter and more diligent. My child was not that smart, but now my child can read. No numbers and no letters. Alhamdulillah, thanks God. I find it really helpful. I'm so happy.
What is done by Henny to educate the children of farmers through the Smart Children of Farmers movement is welcomed not only by the villagers, but also by the volunteers and youth in Jiglap village. Every week, Henny does not teach alone. More than 10 volunteers participate in here. On that day, a pencaksilat or martial art trainer from Perisai Diri Martial Art School came.
Dah, sekarang kaki kanannya mana? Kaki kanannya ini. Pegang. Mundur yang kanan. Ya, mulai. Satu. Lagi. Mundur kanannya. Satu. Tah, gini tah. Yo, siap lagi. Siap.
Now Henny, who received the Indonesian Smart Active Award in Hong Kong, guided 5 villages in Kemang District, Bogor, West Java. The villages include Kampung Sasak, Kampung Pulo, Kampung Jiglap, Kampung Babakan Pulo, and Kampung Jampang. Besides this, since 2014, Henny has established a library at home and has held classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Di perpustakaan Abatasa sebenarnya programnya banyak ya. Jadi
we have many programs in the Abatasa library like cooking class, computer class, and English class. So it has more a life skill class. The children read a lot or make origami. We want to instill character education to the children in various ways through various interesting skills according to their age.
The Smart Children of Farmers movement is a small part of the Farmers Empowerment Program initiated by Henny. She also helped to develop other programs for the farmers. Various sanitation improvements and health programs are done.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.